Many years ago, after visiting my brother in Vienna, my now wife and I took a short excursion to Lake Hallstatt. As we watched the lights of the village bounce playfully on the lake's water, the village suddenly plunged into darkness. For us, the blackout was fortuitous, for it revealed the night sky and its spellbinding luminosity. It was a profound moment. I felt arrested to the glory and majesty of nature. It was then I realized I had reached the pinnacle of joy, the apex of my happiness. But this was just a result of puerile naivety. As many moons later, I stumbled across the engrossing podcast that is Big Timmy's House. This podcast fills me with such dizzying rapture and sheer blind ecstasy that time at Hallstatt means nothing to me now. It should be cast into the lake with some concrete footwear and never be heard of again.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House with me, Big Timmy. It's just me this week. Thought I would have a little one-on-one time with you, sexy listeners. If you are sexy, you don't have to be sexy if you don't want to. It's entirely down to you. And what I would like to sort of talk about, I guess, is self-care. And I think sometimes, like, we get so caught up in, like, living day to day and doing all this sort of, like, you know, working and looking out for other people, that sometimes we forget that we are also human beings and that we need to have moments where we can sort of, like, relax and chill out, maybe think about things that are happening, reassess things. I've been trying to do it a lot more recently, and it's been going fairly well. I think I'm becoming a little bit more sort of relaxed and conscious of things. Sometimes it's like good to just, you know, step away from other people and just take a moment to go, ah, yes, this is what's happening. And it gives you time to think and do sort of things. So in some of those moments, what I tend to do a few different things, and I found them quite helpful. And I thought I'd recommend some of them to you guys, and some of the things that I've looked at and been reading or watching and playing. And I thought maybe it would be handy for you guys at home to have a sort of, maybe some things for you to try, or maybe it'd inspire you to be like, oh, actually, I might, you know, pick that up, or have a look at something similar that I'll remind you of certain things that you'd like to look at. So I think first off, I'll talk about reading, because that for me is a great sort of way for me to, I don't know, experience new things. Maybe, like, it gets my creative juices flowing a bit. I start thinking about things that I've been working on. And it helps me sort of, like, I don't know, seeing how other people order things has helped me sort of order things in my head as well, if that makes sense. So one of the things I've read recently was a book called Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. And it's basically a story about, it's sort of like an Alice in Wonderland sort of tale where a chap sort of falls through the cracks of the streets of London and basically becomes a sort of like a hero in his own way. And the story was just really good. The characters were sort of really, really well done. I've just been joined by Milo. Are you going to say anything? No? You're going to join in with my review? No, you're going to try and stop the recording. That's handy. Well done. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it without giving the story away. Basically, this character, Richard, he saves somebody, and this causes him to fall through to what they call London Below. And in that, he sort of gets ignored by regular people and sort of goes on this journey to try and his entire quest is to get back to his life as it was before. And I don't know, it just, the journey that he took, like, he sort of becomes a hero during that story, but still holds on to this sort of, like, this is why I know I want to go back to this, I want to go back to who I was. And it really made me sort of think about maybe the way that I approach certain things, where I've got a certain goal in mind, and maybe I should be more open to swapping my goal. Because I was throughout the book, I was there, like, oh my god, just you know, you're starting to fit in with this world. You just need to embrace it. And I don't know, maybe it sort of made me reassess certain things, and maybe I should do things differently in my life. Who knows? Maybe I'll take that lesson on. Maybe I won't. It was written by Neil Gaiman, as I've probably mentioned. he's responsible for The Sandman, which is currently a series on Netflix, which I highly recommend. Brilliant. It's a brilliant comic book as well. That is something that you can go and watch now, and you should watch. Coraline. He wrote that as well, which was made into a sort of stop motion movie, which I, again, oddly enough, I'm going to highly recommend it. I think that film's fantastic. It's creepy and just like it's sort of horror for kids, basically, and it's incredibly well done. And it's not gory or incredibly frightening, but it's sort of like almost unsettling, and it's something that he does really well with his writing. He's not necessarily like, you know, blood and guts and severed heads everywhere, but he, you know, he can put some things in there that are pretty unsettling. And that's one thing I will say about Neverwhere, one sort of maybe not really a criticism, but it's like certain bits in that I've been like, ooh, that's, it sort of made me feel uncomfortable with certain words being used. It's something happens to a character. Again, I can't really say what happens, because if you want to read the book, you'll be like, that spoiled this great moment for me. But I was there like, holy shit, this is quite barbaric. I guess, he's just really good at it. So just go and read the book. I think it was a BBC TV show as well. So you could always just watch it if you wanted. I don't know. I'm not the boss of you. Do what you want. God. Another book series that I sort of restarted. It's been a couple of years since I read it last. The Full Metal Alchemist, which is one of the big sort of manga series. It's very iconic and it's fantastic. If you get a chance to read it, I would. You can watch the anime. There is an anime series. The first series is just called Full Metal Alchemist, and there's a point in the books that it basically, they work with the author to a certain point, and then they just went off in their own direction. And I prefer the story that's been written, because I just thought it was better. And they actually redid this story in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. So you can watch the manga adaptation as well. A lot of people actually go like, oh, the original series was better. They're both good in their own rights. That's what I'll say. I'll be totally diplomatic, although Brotherhood is far superior because the story was superior. The manga was superior. I would highly recommend it. And Like, I think once you get into it, you'll fall in love with the characters. It's very difficult. It's very difficult not to, because they're like the lady who wrote it basically combines like this, like the sort of drama and the comedy, and you end up just falling in love with all these characters. And even when they're going through some pretty dark situations, they are lovable, and you just want to hug them all, basically. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just a huggy kind of guy. I'm just like, I just want to give you a cuddle to make you feel better. I don't know. I really don't know. So I guess I should talk about a video game next. So I've been playing a game called BioShock. I'm playing the remastered version on Switch. And I haven't finished the game yet. So, you know, it could go drastically downhill. But I am absolutely loving it. It's like sort of set in the, I guess, the 50s. And you're basically in this sort of mad geniuses, like millionaire, like billionaires, underwater city. And everyone's sort of gone batshit crazy, and you're trying to just... initially, you were trying to save somebody's family, but now you're sort of trying to escape. And, my God, it is just fucking awesome. there's, like, a real, like, atmosphere to it, and, like, everything about the sort of voice acting and the music, it just creates this really, like, creepy atmosphere. And I don't know how to describe it properly, but it just all comes together perfectly. I believe the game originally came out on PlayStation 3, so if you're a graphics snob, you might be a bit like, oh, it doesn't look like I'm 100% real or whatever. But I mean, I've never really been one to be like, oh, the graphics are important to me. I just like gameplay. I just like having fun. So I would recommend BioShock if you've got a spare bit of loot. It's been on sales a lot. I've seen it on a couple of sales. I got my copy. It's a digital copy on like a... It was like three for... all three games in the series. I believe there's three. If there's another one, you have to let me know, guys. But as far as I'm aware, there's only three games. And yeah, it's like, it was $7.99. So I was like, I've been told to play this, I'll just get it while it's cheap. And then I started playing it, and I was like, holy shit, this is really fun. So that's one that I would definitely recommend. Even though I'm not all the way through it, so it could end up being a disappointment at some point, but I don't think so. I think it's looking really good at the moment. Another game I'm playing is Darksiders Genesis. I like the Darksiders games. I played the Darksiders 2 first because it looked like a Zelda type game, like a sort of action adventure, and this is back on the Wii U that I got it, and I was really sort of like, I wanted to play a Zelda game, but I wanted to play a new game, like a game I hadn't played before, and Darksiders 2 was there. It looked very Zelda-like. I think there was a review I read that said it's kind of like a Zelda to put you on. So I thought, screw it, I'll play it, and I really enjoyed it. So I got my brain is completely melted. So I got Darksiders, the first one, and played that, and I was like, yeah, this is good fun. I'm having a good time here. The storyline was very biblical. I don't remember the Darksiders 2 being as biblical, but I think it's sort of like further on in the storyline. And maybe they toned it down. I ended up getting a couple of the Darksiders games for Christmas. Darksiders Genesis, which is a prequel, and then Darksiders 3, which I haven't played yet. I'm on Genesis. I thought I'd do Genesis. Genesis is slightly different to the other games. The other games are sort of like a, you know, third person action adventure game. This one is almost like a sort of Diablo gauntlet, sort of like dungeon crawler. Yeah, it's good. It's fun. It takes up some time. That doesn't sound very good, does it? But it is. It's just a good time, really. Some of the I do have some complaints. Sometimes there's just like waves of enemies, and they'll just throw in like an impossibly hard one, just for shits and giggles, and you're sort of there, just like, oh come on, I need to move on. I want to finish this sometime today, and I think that's a complaint with most games, though. Sometimes you're just like, oh, do we have to really go through this again and again and again? The answer is yes, we do, because that's what the game's made up of. the other game sort of had some basic puzzles. This one doesn't. It's just a dungeon crawler. But I'm not saying that's a bad thing. In fact, I do quite like the change of pace. Maybe I'm just so used to playing certain types of games. I do notice when I look through my collections and stuff, I've got a lot of like RPGs and stuff like that, and you're sort of like, maybe I should diversify my collection. And in fact, I actually tried to do that with a game called The Last Campfire. It's made by Hello Games, the people that made the No Man's Sky, and it's a really sort of like, it's just a really lovely story. They've got this sort of English-Norwegian lady narrating it, and it's just, oh my god, guys, I want this woman to read to me as I'm dying, because it's just like, she is so like, oh, I can't even describe it, man. You've just got to go and look at it. I think you can see the trailer, and she does a bit of narration in the trailer, and you'll just be like, oh, please, please read a book to me. I'll have to find out who she is, actually. The story is sort of like, it's like a puzzle game, and you're sort of going through purgatory, basically. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's just the puzzles aren't like too hard. Sometimes some of the puzzles I had to spend a bit of time on. Maybe my brain is just a bit slow or something. The puzzles were fine. I didn't really become frustrated with them. That can be a thing in certain puzzle games where I'm just like, for fuck's sake, do we really need to do this? Like, what is the point? Give us something enjoyable rather than like frustrating. So the Rachel August is her name, and she, the voice actress, sorry, my brain is like all over the shop. So she narrates this story, and you get this real like sense of like, I don't know, like grief and loneliness, and it again it's one thing that when I was playing it, in certain sections I was thinking about it made me think basically. And I think self-reflection's good, not too much self-reflection, but you know, I think when you're going through certain things, sometimes it's nice to just take a step back. And this is one thing that the game sort of like really sort of emphasizes, I think. It's like standing back and taking stock of things. It deals a lot with sort of like loneliness and sadness, and it's just beautiful. It's beautiful, man. And all the elements come together nicely. If you can get a hold of that, I would definitely do it. I got these games on a lot of games on sale and they were going for like, you know, under a tenner, in some cases under £5. So I mean, you can, if you just wait and make a wish list and stuff, you can sometimes find really good games for dirt cheap. I think it's not even that much, the Last Campfire. But yeah, you know, you'd probably be able to get it on Xbox Game Pass. If you've got an Xbox, you probably got it for free or something. don't worry, I'll pay for the Switch version so that we at least they at least make a bit of cash. So another thing that I tend to do for, like, you know, chilling out purposes and stuff like that is I build Lego. And I know some people are like, Lego, what are you doing, you big child? Yeah, I am. I don't care. I don't care about your judgment. No, taking the time to just sort of sit through and build something is it's just really good for you, I think. And I'm not saying just Lego. I mean, even if you're doing things like gardening, like when we've, like, back when I was well, I would make, I'd go out and I'd do gardening and stuff like that, like de-weeding and growing vegetables, even growing flowers. Like, I had these pansies and I was really happy with them. And it was really sad when it got towards the autumn and they started dying off, and I was like, no, my pansies. I'm hoping that I don't get too sick this year so that I can be like, yeah, I'm going to get out in the garden and make it beautiful. And I also have a reason to, like, ensure that the garden is, like, kept top tip condition, because having a kid is going to be like, you know, I want to teach my child to grow things and that, you know, show them this is where your food comes from. It doesn't just magic from the supermarket. Although I think that is mainly a myth. I mean, I hear about all these people saying, oh, nowadays kids just think it pops from the supermarket. And it's like, which kids? Point me towards them. And naturally, no one can ever point you towards the children that are doing this. They're always just like, oh, well, you know, I'm sure somewhere there are. And I'm sure there are some kids that don't understand where food comes from. But like, really? Come on. Come on, guys. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Stop it. Stop it. And I guess it'd be good to sort of say about listening to music. That's been one thing that really, really does help me sort of relax and chill out. It's really easy to fall into a sort of pattern of listening to the news or listening to radio where they're talking about the news and news. I think it's really important that people just spend a bit of time every so often just listening to music. And it can be something, you can look for something new. You can just go and listen to stuff that you've listened to 1,000 times. As long as you're just taking a moment just to, you know, you're not absorbing information necessarily. You could just be listening to something that you're familiar with and just, you know, having a little dance maybe. I do it all the time. I'm really into TWRP at the moment, TWRP, the Canadian synth rock band, and I'll slap on a couple of their bangers and just, you know, I'll have a little boogie even when I'm at work. I don't even care, man. Sometimes I'll sing along, sometimes I'll just like pretend to play bass. I'll do air bass. Bow, 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 bow. Oh god, it's just really good. It's one thing to keep yourself like loosey-goosey and sort of like limbered up, because it, you know, if you're building up pressure and stuff, and getting angry at the world around you, which is easy to do. I do it all the time. Like, I'm on the train. All I have to do is leave the house, and I'm like, oh, God, not this again. And I'm walking to the station. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, there's people everywhere. Ah! But I put some music on, and it just, you know, really sort of like, I just sort of lose myself, I guess. I lose that anger and just start bopping along. I've been listening to other things as well, not just twerp. I actually put on albums on, or an artist on, and just started like listening constantly to tracks and being like, oh yeah, I like that one. And part of that is down to, I think, the fact that I'm thinking about over the next few months, as the baby's developing, like, apparently it'll start developing hearing, and it can hear what we're listening to and what we're around. So, you know, when we go and see the Super Mario Bros. Movie coming in April, we will literally, like, the kid will be like, we'll be able to hear that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's weird to think, actually. It's super weird to think about the development of this baby and what's going on in Tanya's tummy right now. Anyway, guys, if you've got any ways that you like to unwind, why don't you let us know in the comments on some form of social media. We're on Twitter, we're on, you know, other platforms. Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. Definitely on that, aren't we? Hooray! I was actually considering getting rid of the Facebook because I really just don't like it. I don't go on there really at all. And the only time I've been on there is to show people pictures of Milo. And I'm like, you could just take that picture. You've got that picture somewhere. Just put it on your phone. Have the quickfire cat folder where this is pictures of Milo. Anyway, you could leave comments somewhere. There's bound to be somewhere you can leave a comment. So why don't you do it? And you can just sort of go, yeah, this is what I do, you know. And if it's something weird, we won't judge you. Well, we probably will, but, you know, it'll be all right. And give us some recommendations as well. I know there's a lot of people, like, you know, there's a lot of TV shows, and some people like to just zone out. You know, actually, the other day I just put House on, like the Hugh Laurie series, and it's just like, I don't know what it was. I just went, oh, fuck it, I really want to watch House. And so I put it on, and yeah, it was fantastic. And it was just a distraction while I was doing shit. Anywho, guys, I'm going to go. So don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch.tv, and you can tell him that I love him, but don't tell my wife. And yeah, check us out on all those social medias. Go and go listen to Talking Cods all up as well, and send Gemma and James my love. Say the old popper of the Cods all up cherry, Tim, sent me. And they'll probably be like, who? Anyway, I've been Big Timmy. Get out of my house and look after yourself. Bye.